1 Samuel chapter 11. About a month later, this is after Saul has been made king, King Nahash of Ammon led his army against Jabesh, which was a town in Gilead, and he besieged it, that is, he surrounded it. The men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Well, can you make an agreement with us, and we will accept you as our ruler?" Nahash replied, "I will make an agreement on one condition, that I will put out everybody's right eye, and so I will bring disgrace on all Israel." Well, that wasn't really an agreement to an agreement, was it? Because he's saying, "Yeah, I'll talk about an agreement if I take out your right eyes." How awful. The leaders of Jabesh said, "Well, give us 7 days, and we will send messengers throughout the land of Israel. If nobody will help us, then we will surrender to you." The messengers arrived at Gibeah of Saul, and when they told the news, the people wept in despair. Saul was coming in from the field with his oxen, and he asked, "What is wrong? Why is all this weeping?" So you do wonder what Saul was doing back in the field with his animals. It's almost like he sort of doesn't want to be king. He's very reluctant. He's not really saying yes enthusiastically to what God wanted him to do. I think this is what in the end led him wrong. So they told Saul what the messengers from the town of Jabesh had told them. When Saul heard this, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he became very angry. He took 2 oxen, cut them in pieces, and sent messengers to carry the pieces throughout the land of Israel, saying, "Whoever doesn't follow Saul and Samuel into battle will have this done to his oxen." The people of Israel were terrified of what the Lord might do, and all of them, without exception, came out together. Saul numbered them at Bezek. There were 300,000 from Israel and 30,000 from Judah. They said to the messengers from Jabesh, "Tomorrow, before noon, you will be rescued." When the people of Jabesh received that message, they were very happy and said to Nahash, this is the king of Ammon who is surrounding them, "Tomorrow we will surrender to you, and you can do with us whatever you want." That night, Saul divided his men into 3 groups, and at dawn they rushed into the enemy camp and attacked the Ammonites. By noon, they had killed them. The survivors fled, each man running off on his own. Well, I think that Saul was trying to copy Gideon, because that's what he did. He divided his men into 3 groups and they attacked the Midianites at night. And there's quite a few connections with Gideon. It's as if he's trying to copy Gideon, but I'm not sure he really has the faith of Gideon. You can copy someone just externally, sort of just copying them, mimicking them, without really having their faith. Then the people of Israel said to Samuel, "Where are those people who said, 'Should Saul be our king? Hand them over to us and we'll kill them.'" But Saul said, "Nobody is to be put to death today, for this day the Lord has rescued Israel." Samuel said to them, "Let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom." That is to, as it were, proclaim Saul again to be their king. So they all went to Gilgal, and there, at the high place there, they proclaimed Saul as king, and they offered peace offerings, and Saul and all the people of Israel rejoiced. So they had wanted to have a great human king who was going to save them, and so God gave them what they wanted. He gave them this tall, handsome, strong guy who came and saved them, but in the end, he was not the right man, was he? Because they were judging after their eyes. Well, it just shows that God gives you what you really want. They wanted the tall, strong, human, handsome king to be their king rather than God. Okay, God gave it to them. So you've got to be very careful what you want, because God will, in principle, give it to you. Now you may say, "Oh, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be really rich. Why am I not rich?" Well, I think the answer to that is that you probably don't really want that. But what you really want with all your heart, in principle, you get. So if in all your heart you really want to serve God, and I can say I did as a young man, I really did want to serve God, then somehow God will make a way, if that is your heart's desire. And above all things, of being in the kingdom, if we really want to be in the kingdom, we will be there.